The boys were always full of confidence. Boys are always back themselves. The standard of training this year has went up drastically. We're in a very good place. Boys are really putting a lot of effort on a daily basis. And, you know, even on the back of a very good one at the weekend, you know, they came on. Sometimes you can find it takes a day or two to get going that they're having themselves with. But that wasn't the case. They've came on and trained brilliantly all week. The togetherness of the group, again, will continue to get better. When you make 9 or 10 changes in your group, for me, I didn't feel this time last year that we were in full flow. I think we were okay against UCD, we were okay against Waterford. After that, we didn't really hit the heights of what we were able to sustain in the middle part of this area, the season. But I think this group will evolve, I think it'll get better. And the key for this moment in time is to make sure you get as many points on board in the early games and then continue to strive to get your style of play and your players knowing everything about each other. And that's it's pretty much impossible to do that in an 8-week period. It's a 40-week season and we need to make sure that as the weeks go by we continue to get better.
More games, more training sessions, they are sort of knowing the what way they play Hammond and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
There. That's what you're looking for.
It's really key for me is that they continue to trust each other and they continue to know each other's strengths and weaknesses. They understand the way that we want to evolve as a team and what we want to put on their game plans and the way we want to play. So it's very much work in progress. Fantastic, we got 3 points last week, but the key now is can you go and get another 3 points? It's very difficult. We done one there last year. We threw away a 2-1 lead with 30 seconds left in the game. We took a lead down there the last time and conceded a poor goal at the back post from a corner. So we done one in the RSC last year, and we know it's going to be extremely difficult down there this year because they're spitting a bit of fire as well. They've been disappointed to lose their last two. But they also showed a lot of quality when they went to St. Pat's on 1-1-0. So we have a lot of young players playing this league for the first time. When you look at the team from last week that finished, we had a 24-year-old right back, a 24-year-old playing at left back, with a 21-year-old centre back, a 19-year-old centre back, a 19-year-old midfield player, a 19-year-old wide left player, and a 20-year-old centre forward. It's a very young side. There was 5 players under 21 that finished the game. A lot of them are playing this league for the first time. So the omens are good. I back these young players. I back the players that's on there with a lot of experience. They help those young players. So when I reflect on it, great night last week, but pack our bus now and we got to try and have another memorable night in the RSC.
Waterford, as you say, like they were sort of, everybody was going, who are they going to sign? They left their ring so late. But then they come out and get a result at St. Pat's. Never worry what they got.
He signed good players. Yeah. Ali Coote from Brentford. We were very much speaking to Ali as well. And he's a fantastic player. O'Connor, we know all about. The two guys he brought on for Reading are excellent players. So look, you can go through their groups. Murphy's potentially one of the best goalkeepers in the league. Can go through the Waterford team and there's a lot of talent on there. There's a lot of experience and there's also a lot of players that can hurt you if you're not right. So we're under no illusions. It's going to be a big battle down here. This time of the season is our first game on grass. So it's the makings of a fantastic game. I know Alan Reynolds very well and he'll be very determined that they don't lose 3 home games on the spin.
What do you like when he's got a team news? Obviously Kieran Coll.
Kieran Coll's a worry. He's a worry. He's going to we're getting him scanned today, see how he is. If he's past fit and good to go, then he'll be in the squad. Ali Gilchrist, I'll see a doctor later today as well to see how if he can pass. So as I said, look, at the very start, Gerardo Bruno has missus had a baby and we congratulate them on that. But you know, there's certain aspects that what we wanted when we were doing our recruitment is that we had competition for places. I think you've seen the impact of the boys coming off the bench in the last couple of games that have really not only just sustained the performance but actually enhanced it coming off the bench. And that's key. That's absolutely key that we replace like we like. Whoever's available, great. And if they're not available, we don't worry. We've got to trust the people that we have and I fully do that. I'm quite happy to put people on because I know that we've a lot of good players at the group.